Blog Talk Radio.
Boys and girls, and yes, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice. We choose to rejoice. We choose to be glad in it. Yes, the song says, falling in love with Jesus, the best thing that I ever done. In his arms, I feel protected. In his arms, I have never been disconnected. And it's no place that I rather be. It's no place that I rather arms of Jesus. You are listening to the Our Power. We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. I am Pastor Dr. Larry Smith McCoy, the evangelist, and we want you to know today that God is in love with you, no matter what the enemy has whispered in your ears, no matter how people have made you feel. I want you to know today, God wants you to know that he is in love with you. For the word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. And God wants to give us everlasting life unto day, that we can have it each day of our lives, that we can know what we possess, and that we can know that we will forever spend eternity with him. If I would use as a topic today, I would use the wages of sin is death, eternal life, and that is taken from The topic is taken from Romans 6 and 23. And I want you to get your Bibles, and I want you to turn to 2 Samuel, that 13th chapter. And we're going to visit the Word of God. We're going to take a walk through 1 Samuel, the 13th chapter. This is a new year. God is awakening us. God is giving us insight. God is stirring up our spirit. God is causing us to look in places where maybe you have not visited before, and maybe you have been surrounded around about things in your life, or you know people that have been involved in some things that is not of God. But again, the Word of God says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That is taken from Romans 6 and 23. But when we go and look at 2 Samuel, the 13th chapter, beginning at that first verse, and it reads, and it came to pass after this that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister whose name was Tamar. And Amnon, the son of David, loved her. So let's walk through the word of God together. Let's walk and see what God is saying to us on today. Absalom, the son of David, fair sister. In other words, she was lovely. And her name was Tamar. And Amnon, he was the son of David. both of them, Absalom and Amnon, was the son of David. Amnon was also the brother. Both of was brothers of their sister Tamar. But we see in this first verse, we see here in the Word of God that one of the brothers was in love with their sister. And I'm not talking about the love, like I have brothers. I have a brother, which his name is Anthony. Another brother, his name is Mike Arthur. And I had another brother who is deceased, and his name is Wesley. Well, I love all three of my brothers. And all three of my brothers loved it, me and, of course, our sisters. But the love that they had for me was a love for a brother and sister type of love. It was not the love that a man and a woman would love and that would be in love with each other. It wasn't that type of love that my brother wanted to have a sexual experience with me, but it was that love that they had because I was their sisters. And when we look at the Word of God, the Word of God tells that Tamar, Amnon's sister, Tamar, which was the sister, and Amnon, he was in love with his sister, who was Tamar. It tells us that Amnon was so vexed. He was vexed that he fell sick for his sister Tamar. But she was a virgin, and Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. Could you see with me this morning that how sin will make a fool out of you? Could you not see this morning that sin will cause you to lose your mind? Could you not see that sin will cause you to travel on a road with no return? Yes, this brother, Amnon, was in love, he said, with his sister. His sister was a virgin. His sister was David's daughter. But he found himself lusting after his own sister. And he wanted something more than a sister relationship with her. But in the third verse of the 13th chapter of 2 Samuel, it tells us that Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shema, David's brother. And Jonadab was a very substantial man. In other words, he was crafty. He was not to be trusted. We see that Amnon, as we read that third verse, when I looked at that, it says that he had a friend, and it gave the friend name. And it tells us that Jonadab that's supposed to be this man Amnon's friend. Well, it made me wonder about this deceptive, crafty man that was supposed to be his friend. Watch out. Be aware of the people that you call friend. Be aware and be careful of the people that is so devious and their mind is far from God and they don't mind evil things. If you had a friend, a wise friend, a saved friend, that friend will not lead you astray. But we see that this man was very subtle. It tells us in that fourth verse, and he said unto him, why art thou being the king's son? Now this friend talking to David's son, Amnon. He wanted to know, why art thou being the king's son, lean from day to day? What's wrong with you? In other words, you're the king's son. You have everything that you want, that a man may want. You are the king's son. And he said, will thou not tell me? Why are you going day to day? Why? In other words, a person that is in a situation that is thinking evil and that's wanting something that does not belong to them, and they don't see a way of really getting what they want, and their facial expression shows on their face, and their body language tells them others, something is wrong with me. So he decided that he would share with his friend what was wrong with him. And he said to him, I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister. In other words, I love my sister. I'm in love with my sister. The word tells us that she was a virgin. The word tells us that she was a fair sister. In other words, I said before that she was lovely. And any other man except for her brother would one day would love to have her as their wife. But lust of sin, but the wages of sin will cause you to sin against God. And Jonadab said unto him, lay thee down. Now, this so supposed to be friend was giving him a plan. In other words, he didn't discourage him, but he encouraged him because he wanted his friend to have what he wanted, whether or not it was right or whether or not it was wrong. Again, you need to be careful in the choices of friends that you choose to be called your friend. So he tells his friend, lay down on the bed and make thyself sick. And when thy father, who is the king, cometh to see thee, say unto him, I pray thee, let my sister Tamar come and give me meat and dress the meat in my sight that I may see it and eat it at her hand. So therefore, the plan was to get David, King David, who was the king, to come after he heard that his son was sick. And, of course, any man going to come, and that any man that truly loved their son is going to come, and they're going to see about their son. So he pretend that you are sick. And then after pretending that you're sick, then tell the king to let your sister come and let your sister come and prepare some meat and dress that meat in his sight that he may eat at her hand. So Amnon lay down and made himself sick when the king was coming to him. And Amnon said to the king, I pray thee, let Tamar, my sister, come and make me a couple of cakes in my sight that I may eat at her hand. Oh, my God. Then David sent home Tamar. He sent for her. And he told her to go now to thy brother Amnon's house and dress him meat. No, David did not know. David did not, had no idea that his wicked son was going to take his daughter, and his desire was to lay with his own sister. But he helped Amnon help David through this wicked act. David didn't even know that he was setting up his daughter to be, oh my God. And when we look at this, David thought that this gonna help my son feel better. I'm gonna let my daughter Tamar go and prepare this meat for his son. So Tamar went to her brother Abner's house, and he was laid down. He was in the bed like he was so sick, like, you know, that I can't move, I can't walk. I need you to do this for me. And she looked, and she took flour, and she kneaded it. You can imagine her. Can you imagine her, how she was preparing this meal for her brother? She was preparing it for him because she loved him. Not as a man, not as a woman that wanted to marry her brother, not as a woman that wanted to have sexual intercourse with her brother. It was because she loved her brother and wanted her brother to be made better. But she prepared, the word of God let us know. She made the cakes in his sight, and she did bake the cakes. And then she took a pan and poured it out before him, but he refused to eat. And Amnon said, I want you to just look at sin. Look at wickedness. If you haven't seen wickedness in a while, and I'm quite sure that you have, but if you have not seen wickedness on this style and at this level, I want you to see wickedness on the day. We're starting out a new year, and we must be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. So after she had prepared this food for him, then he said, he refused to eat. Amnon said, he told them to have all of the men that served him, all those that took care of him. He wanted them out of his room. He wanted to send them away. Every man that was anybody, he wanted to just be left in the room with he and his sister. And Amnon said to Tamar, bring the meat unto the chamber, that I may eat of thine hand. And Tamar took the cake which she had made, and she brought it to the chamber to Amnon, her brother. And when she had brought them unto him to eat, he took hold of her and said unto her, come lie with me, my sister. Could you imagine a brother wanting to have a sexual experience, a sexual intercourse with someone that is, that someone that is called his sister, to someone that has the same blood, someone that he was raised up with, someone that came out from his parents. But he did not care because he was a sinful and a wicked young man. So he asked her to lie with him. He said, lie with me, my sister. And she answered him, nay, no, my brother, do not force me. No such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not thou this folly. Don't lose your mind. Do not touch me. Do not do this thing in Israel. This thing should not be done. Now, therefore, I pray thee, this is what she was saying to him, speak unto the king, for he will not withhold me from thee. How that he would not hearken to her voice. I mean, when you are in the belly of sin, when your mind and the innermost part of your soul been given to sin, and your mind have not been transformed, but your mind is a mind of wickedness and lust and evilness, he would not pay any attention, his sister was saying. In other words, she was trying to get him to back off. She was saying, don't touch me. I'm your sister. Don't touch me. Don't rape me. Don't do this thing. Don't be a fool. Oh, my God, don't do this. She pleaded with him not to touch her, but he forced her, and he laid with her. And after he did this wicked and terrible thing, then Amnon, after he got what he wants, after he had laid with his sister, the word of God tells us in that 15th verse of the 13th chapter of Samuel, the word of God says, then Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred wherewith he hated her was greater than the love wherewith he had loved her. And Amnon said unto her, arise, be gone. After he had used his sister, after he had a sexual intercourse experience with his own sister, he began to hate her because he realized that I've gotten what I want. But he came to his senses that I've laid with my sister, and I've had my sister. And because I had my sister, there was a hatred that rose up in him. The thing that he loved, that he thought he loved, he began to hate because he knew what he had did was so dreadfully wrong. So he told her to rise up, and he wanted her away from him to be gone. And she said unto him, there is no cause. This evil and sending me away is greater than the other. In other words, you are my brother. You have sinned. You have done an evil thing against me. But now you are trying to send me away. This evil that you have done is even greater. So that he would not hearken unto her. And he called his servants and ministered unto him and said, put now this woman. He couldn't even call her his sister. He couldn't even call her his sister. Before he laid with her, he was his sister. But now he was so wicked. Oh, my God. He had gone so far to lie with her until he couldn't even have want to look at her because he knew what was now he wanted to send her away. He sent her for the servants to come and to take her out, to move him. You know why? Because as I said before, he did not want to look at her. And in that 18th verse, and she had a garment of divers colors upon her, for with such robe were the king's daughters that were virgins. Oh, my God. He took away her purity. Oh, my God. Not only was he her brother, but she was a virgin. He took away that pureness from her, the robe that she wore as being the king's daughter, pure, he took all that away. And the servants had brought her out and bolted the door after her. And Tamar put ashes on her head and rent her garment of diverse colors, because she was no longer, oh my God, she was no longer a virgin any longer because her brother had her, because her brother defiled her, because her brother took away from her something that was so pure that many men, when they marry women, they want to have that woman that have not gone from man to man. They want this pure woman. They want this woman that have not been touched. But yet, he took all that away from her. And now he's putting her out. Now she is depressed, and she goes and puts ashes on her head. And she rent the garment because she knows now I'm no longer pure. I'm no longer pure. And then when Absalom was the other brother, when Absalom found out that brother had done to her, when we look at the 20th verse, and Absalom, her brother, said unto her, has Amnon thy brother been with thee? But hold thy peace, my sister. He is thy brother. Regard not this thing. So Tamar remained desolate in her brother Absalom's house. Oh, I want you to follow this with me, because we see that her brother Absalom, he was not fooled by what had occurred to his sister, what had happened to his sister. So she stayed there with her brother. But when King David heard of all of these things, he was very wroth. Would not a father be wroth? Would not a father be angry? Would not a mother be angry at what had happened to their daughter? Would not another brother be angry at what had happened to their sister? Would they not have thought if this brother of ours, would this son of ours have lost his mind? And Absalom spake unto his brother Amnon. He didn't even speak. Absalom spake unto his brother Amnon, neither he didn't speak good nor bad. For Absalom hated Amnon. He didn't even, he just kind of like, you have seen people cover things up because the word of God say he didn't speak good, he didn't speak bad against his brother Amnon because he had forced his sister Tamar. But, you know, sometimes when sin, when things get in your heart, and you don't deal with things that are bothering you, when you don't talk about it, you don't ask God to forgive me, God, for not loving my brother. When I can't forgive him for what he has done to my sister, and when a person is continually in their mind thinking about what wrong somebody else have done to them or to their family member, and they keep rehearsing it in their mind. And then they begin to think of things that they're going to do and how they began to think, how I'm going to get back at him. How I'm going to get back at her. How I'm going to fix her. How I'm going to show her or him that he or she should not have done what they did. So he made like everything. He didn't make a big deal out of it. He didn't. The word of God just let us know that he didn't need to speak good nor bad. But yet that he hated his brother. He hated his brother. And it came to pass after 2 full years. Did you hear what I said? After 2 full years that Absalom had sheep shearings in Baal Hazor, which is beside Ephraim, and Absalom invited all the king's sons. And Absalom came to the king, which is his father, and said, behold now, thy servant has sheep shearings. Let the king, I beseech thee, and his servant go with thy servant. And the king said unto Absalom, nay, no, my son, let us not all now go, lest we be chargeable unto thee. And he pressed him, howbeit he would not go. There was an invitation there. And I just believe that Absalom knew exactly what he was going to do. He knew exactly what he was up to. He knew he had a plan. He had a plan of deceit. He had a plan that I'm going to get my brother for lying with my sister. Then said Absalom, if not, I pray thee. In other words, if you don't go, let my brother Amnon go with us. Remember, he hated him. And the king said unto him, why should he go with thee? King David wanted to know why. But Absalom pressed him, and he let Amnon and all the king's sons go with him. With now, Absalom had commanded his servant, saying, look what he said. Look what he was had already planned. His planning, everything he was planning, it was getting ready to happen. It says, now Absalom had commanded his servant, saying, mock ye now, when Amnon's heart is merry. When I get in fear with this wine, when it was all going, the king's sons was going, and those people that he invited, when Amnon's heart gets merry, because why? Because it was the wine that he was partaking in. You know, sometimes people think that, oh, it's a wine is okay to drink, but what wine will do unto you. Wine. It says his heart was merry with wine because he wanted him to have a lot of wine. He said, and when I say to you, smite Amnon, then kill him, fear not. Have not I command you, be courageous and be valiant. In other words, I'm going to pay my brother Amnon back. I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him for what he did to my sister. I did not forget the embarrassment. I did not forget how he raped my sister. I have not forgiven him. In other words, I want forgiven him. And I'm not going to let God take care of this thing. You know how sometimes you get so angry, so mad at things that happen to you in life that you're going to take it into your own hand instead of letting God take care of the matter. So therefore, he decided that I am going to get him. He planned, he strategized the plan, and he decided that when they were out, we're going to get him, we're going to get him while he's drinking all this wine, intoxicating himself with this wine. And he said, "When I, in other words, when I say unto you, smite Amnon, then I want you to kill him. All the love that he had for his brother. I mean, he didn't even care. I'm wanting you to kill my brother." What a sad state. Instead of letting God take care of this man that had defiled their sister, he decided that, I'm going to take. Sometimes we don't think that God is moving fast enough or quick enough and taking care of matters of the heart, taking care of the things that you think that God needs to take care of. But we must remember the word of God said to fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they soon shall be cut down as the grass and wither as the green herb. But the word of God say, trust in the Lord and do good. So our trust should be in God. And we should do good. And we should not just be polite to people, just to be polite to them. But we must ask God to cleanse our heart. And to cause our heart to be clean. And pray that God forgive us for the thoughts, the very thoughts that we think. So here we see that the word was given to them to kill this man, to kill Absalom's brother, to kill David's son. And in the last verses that I'm going to be able to bring to you today. And the servant of Absalom, in the 29th verse, did unto Amnon as Absalom had commanded. Then all the king's son arose, and every man got him up upon his mule and fled. And it came to pass while they were in the way that tidings came to David, saying, Absalom has slain all the king's son. And there is not one of them left. But that was not true. He didn't kill all the king's sons. But he did kill Amnon. He did have him killed. And the king arose and tore his garment and laid on the earth, and all his servants stood by with their clothes rent. And Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, answered and said, let not thy word, the word, let not my Lord suppose that they have slain all the young men, the king's son. But Amnon only is dead. But by the appointment of Absalom, this has been determined from the day that he forced his sister Tamar. Now, therefore, let not, my lord the king, take the thing to his heart to think that all the king's sons are dead, but Amnon only is dead. When we look at this word, when we look at the word of God, you may think are not deceptive, which you know they are, and that they have waxed hard and waxed cold, whether or not it's in the family, whether or not it's a friend, whether or not it's a so-called friend or neighbor or somebody that you know. Well, you have to know that God is in control. You got to know that God is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. He is the true and the living God. So when I began to look at this scripture, when I began to look at this book of the Bible, this particular chapter, when I seen the things that was happening and how this young man, how he had so dude himself, defiled himself, how two brothers had hated, how one brother had hated another, how one brother had defiled his sister, and how wicked both of them were. Because if you have Christ in your heart, if you love God with all your heart, with all your mind, all your soul, all your spirit, like the word of God let us know and tells us to, we will fall in love with Jesus. Even as the song of that was sung earlier in the broadcast, and it was telling us falling in love with Jesus is the best thing that I've ever done. See, if we fall in love with Jesus, there's no way we're going to rape anyone. If we fall in love with Jesus, there's no way that a brother will rape his sister. If we fall in love with Jesus, no way that a brother will have his own flesh and blood killed. But if you never have fallen in love with Jesus, if you never have given your heart to Jesus, I want to give you an opportunity to do so now. Because the word of God says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. That's our topic today. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And it let us know that even with Absalom, when we read the word of God, as we study the word of God, later on, Absalom was also, he was hanging himself by his long, he had very beautiful long hair, and how he was killed, how his hair, the locks of his hair, the hair, how he was also killed later. But the wages of sin is death. We must come out of sin. We must live according to righteousness. We must be in the arms of Jesus. And the only way that we can truly be in the arms of Jesus is we fall in love with him so that we won't be disconnected. Both of these brothers was truly disconnected. They wasn't never connected to him. So the word of God said, we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God is raising from the dead. The word of God said that we shall be saved. I want you to know today, no matter what you have done in your life, you may have been Amnon. But I believe if Amnon would have repented to the Most High God, I don't know how many Amnons out there in our radio audience. I don't know how many Absaloms that out there that had their brother killed or would kill someone with their mouth or would hate someone as he hated his brother. I don't know. But I do know that God would cast every sin into the sea of forgetfulness, and he will remember it no more. He will cause you to be that brand new creature, that new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things will pass away, and all things become new. Father, in Jesus' name, God, even as we are reaching out unto the radio audience, Father, I ask thee in the name of Jesus, God, that you would touch every human being that are listening to this broadcast. God, there are many, many cities that are listening. God, there are many, God, that are listening to this broadcast. And God, even those that know of people, God, that have lost their way, their heart have gone cold. And God, that they're trying to fix things that, Lord, that only you should be able to take care of. I pray, God, even now, that, God, that they will give their life to you. And, God, that they will say yes to your will and yes to your way. God, that they, God, will be born again. And, God, that their lives will be changed. Father, I ask this in the name of Jesus. Father, those that are sick, I pray, God, that your healing power will be demonstrated all over the world, all over the United States of America and on foreign soil, that whatever sickness, whatever diseases, whatever symptoms that they may have, that they are now healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Arthritis, heal right now in the name of Jesus. I send forth the word for those that are experiencing arthritis. Pray healing in the name of Jesus. God, those were heart conditions. Oh, God, heal right now. Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, we decree and declare it to be so. God, those with broken hearts. God, those that are grieving. God, heal. Heal the broken heart. Bind up those wounds right now. Oh, God, do it even now. And Father, for this, I will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name. Name we pray, and God, we thank thee. Amen and amen. You have been listening to the Hour of Power broadcast with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, pastor and founder of Crusaders for Christ World Mission and Evangelism Center. We'd like to invite you, if you are live here in the city of Jacksonville, or you may be in a nearby area, in Baldwin, White House, wherever you may live. We invite you to come, and we want you to visit with us every Thursday night at 7 p.m. at our Hour of Power services, the Hour of Power Thursday Night Live. We want you to come, and we want you to be able to partake, that you will grow and that you will increase and that your love for God will be more and more and more each and every day. God bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May you be blessed in your going in and coming out. This has been Dr. Mary Smith McCoy from the Hour of Power broadcast. Happy New Year.